WTOW News Time is 7:06. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas A&M University President Bowen Lofton, who was stepping down next month to return to the classroom, is now leaving Aggieland.
TexAgs reports Dr. Lofton's taking a similar position at the University of Missouri. According to the University of Missouri system, the next chancellor will be introduced this morning at 11. A link to the web stream from Columbia is on our website at WTAW.com. A 1970 A&M graduate, Lofton was named the university's 24th president in February 2010. He had served as interim president since June 2009. Lofton announced this past July he was stepping down to return to the classroom. It's the second time Missouri has had a chancellor with a pedigree from A&M. Retired professor and dean of faculty emeritus Haskell Monroe was in Columbia between 1987 and 91. Both A&M and Mizzou are land-grant universities. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Before Christmas, we could find out who will be the next president of the Blinn College campuses in Brazos County.
Just before we went on Thanksgiving break, we went through all of our interviews, so our interviews are now complete, and we expect to name a finalist for the president of Brazos County campuses shortly. Once we name a lone finalist, they will need to be approved by our Board of Trustees, and they will do that at their December 17th regular meeting.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says four finalists were interviewed. Recognition continues for former Bryan Mayor Lonnie Stabler, who passed away earlier this week. Current Mayor Jason Bienski got his start on city committees while Stabler was mayor.
It was the Bryan Housing Authority, and that was back when we actually had to dismiss two of the executive directors. It was not a fun board to serve on, but we did clean house and made a lot of changes and went from a low-performing housing authority to a high-performing housing authority. Then on to the Bryan Business Council, which was very exciting for a 20-something-year-old to serve with the likes of Mark Robin, Tim Bryan, and Rose Van Arsdale, and some of those influential business people in the city of Bryan.
Stabler's funeral service is this morning at 11 at Central Baptist Church. The president has renewed his call for increasing the minimum wage. Congressman Bill Flores says for business owners who budget a certain amount for labor, that means employing fewer people.
While you're benefiting a few, then you wind up with less economic growth, and then you wind up with lower employment numbers as a result.
Flores continues to push for creating more jobs.
Our goal is to grow an economy where nobody gets paid the minimum wage because you have a healthy economy, not because the government has set the minimum wage at a higher level.
The president continues to argue that income inequality and wage stagnation are threatening upward mobility and retirement security. History continues to be made in the Texas oil fields.
The explosion in output is astonishing. The Texas Railroad Commission reports that for 25 consecutive months, crude oil production has increased 25% year over year. Oil producers boosted output in September by 30% from a year ago and more than double the rate of less than 3 years ago. Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman.
It's playing a huge role in our economic recovery and a part of what's making Texas the envy of the country.
And Dr. Perryman says the state could easily double that output if the Keystone XL pipeline is ultimately approved. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
A state trooper working in the Commercial Enforcement Vehicle Division is in jail. 47-year-old Jimmy J. Gilman was busted in the front yard of his home in Cleburne, south of Fort Worth. Lieutenant Tim Jones of the Johnson County Sheriff's Office says Gilman is accused of possessing methamphetamine.
He's currently facing the charge of possession of a controlled substance, penalty group one, over 4 grams, but less than 200 grams. He was arraigned and his bond has been set at $100,000.
Gilman had been under surveillance by special crimes units. His 53-year-old girlfriend was detained but has since been released. Also from Cleburne, their police department is without several pieces of SWAT gear following a burglary.
During the nighttime hours of December the 2nd and the 3rd, a building owned by the city of Cleburne and occupied by the Cleburne Police Department was burglarized.
Kelly Summey with Cleburne PD says the items stolen include ballistic vests, flashbangs, ammunition, and a rifle. This Sunday, get into the Christmas spirit with the annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. Parade co-chair Penny Zent says there are 113 entries to enjoy starting at 2:30 Sunday afternoon with the Rudder High School Band leading off.
The start time obviously is pushed back a little bit, 30 minutes, so it's 2:30, not 2 o'clock. because of the BCS marathon that's taking place that morning. There's lots of activities going on that day. So make sure that you get into your places to view the parade a little bit early.
There is a slight chance of rain, so stay tuned to our sister station, Candy 95, for updates just in case the parade is canceled. Zent says to get ready for floats, bands, horses, and of course, Santa, serving as the grand finale with his helpers there to collect letters from children. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
You know, 30 years, 30 Christmases and more. David Gardner's has been the solution for that special place, for that special item, for that special person. And David Gardner's continues to do that. Know this, that if you need to go in first and maybe you've got something in particular that you want to try to find, they can do that for you. Maybe you've got a general idea, they can help you with that. Maybe you've got no clue whatsoever. That's fine, because David Gardner's staff is experienced. They've been doing this for a while. They can get you through that process. And also have no problem with saying, this is what my budget is, because David Gardner's will take that into account as well, obviously. They want to make sure that you have an experience in shopping that's just what you're looking for. Of course, they have all the names that you want, for instance, Rolex watches, and they have Rolex service to go along with that, but also jewelry designers beyond David and his staff. But stop in, have a look. You'll see the reason they've been doing this for 30 years and been so successful is they are able to take care of your jewelry needs. I know we're not to Stone Cold Panic yet. That's kind of an interesting time, too. But right now, go in, have a look, see what they have, and ask questions, because they'll be glad to find you solutions. That's David Gardner's at 911 University.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami. Tender pepper-crusted beef. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles, or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak, both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year floor model sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. You'll find huge savings throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, the sale is only through the end of December. It's the biggest sale of the year. Amish Furniture for Generations end-of-year floor model sale. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning, 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We're not going to really do Rob's weather because the front's already gotten here, so we're just going to kind of give you some numbers, okay? We've already had our high for today, so temperatures will be falling during the day. North winds at about 15 to 20 miles an hour here during the day. And, you know, really it's not too bad out there right now because the precipitation's not here yet. But there will be an 80% chance of showers tonight. Winds up at about 20 miles an hour. And our low will be 33, so it'll be wholly unpleasant, as a matter of fact. And on Friday, looking for a 90% chance of some rain. It may be frozen as it comes down, but our high temperature is going to be 38, so it will not stick. And then tomorrow night, we'll have a chance of rain, 30%, and a low of 28. For Saturday, a 50-50 chance of some sort of precipitation, and 35 will be our high temperature, down to 31 on Saturday night, and then we'll probably freeze again on Sunday night with a low of 29. The good news is the moisture then moves out of here. That means it's probably going to be chillier in the evenings, but we'll continue to have probably lows in the 30s for the balance of the week. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 20, gusting to 28. We have a chill factor of 45, and it's a 51 out there. And in sports.
Yes, indeed, in sports. We'll get you caught up with Fighting Texas Aggie basketball. They played at Reed last night. The Walter Camp Foundation has narrowed down their list to five. Johnny Manziel's on it. Brazos Valley Bowl are not playing. No, you're correct. Yeah. Brazos Valley Bowl is geared up and ready to go at Merrill Green Stadium this Saturday. Plus, we've got more from the NFL and the Jameis Winston case. All that was sports. We'll do it for you here at about 7:52.
Here's a number for you, 522. That's how many angels, 522 angels, have been adopted out. We'll remind you, if you have an angel, if you'll do your part, get that back to us wrapped up by December the 11th. That's the deadline for that portion of it. And then we'll be happy about that. Howsomever, if you want to just give us some money and we can just take care of it for you, take care of the whole bit. It's a matter of what kind of involvement. What's the part that you really enjoy the most? Do you enjoy going out and shopping, wrapping that gift up, and knowing that you're giving it to a child based on, again, what's on that Christmas angel? The sizes of clothing for that child, and then they also have a Christmas wish on there. Of course, as we talk about, one of the things that's very important to us is that we have a pretty substantial vetting process that we go through, knowing that these children are not on a list anyplace else. So it's basically, if they don't get a gift in this program, then they don't get a gift. So we'd love for you to be a part of that. There are some people who have decided to take the route of giving just money and letting us take care of it, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Hallmark Cleaners has given $500. Of course, Barker's Heating and Cooling, $5,000. Jim James, $1,000. Ron Frazier, $200. Warren Production Services, $500. Ernie Wright, $300. Judge Steve Smith, $250. Ann Steele, $300. Wade P. and Dana Farrow, $200. And also the folks at Matt Bobbitt and the folks over at the Global Event Group have given us $900, so we thank them for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, we're glad to talk about these amounts, and that's a wonderful thing. But anything that you can do, if you want to get together as an office and a group, you can do that. If you do want to pick out an angel, go to mychristmasangels.com, mychristmasangels.com, and you can make your selection right there and go for it, okay? It's that time of year. All right, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. We did this story, I think, yesterday about the Houston area middle school principal who's informed the Latino students in her school that they will no longer be allowed to speak Spanish.
In Hempstead.
Is it Hempstead? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's turned out to be a real big flap now and all that kind of stuff. And the principal has been placed on paid administrative leave. You know, I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, my thought is kids shouldn't be talking out in class anyway.
Well,
you're supposed
shouldn't.
To sit down, shut up, and listen to the teacher.
But I mean, you know, I'm just thinking how are these people going to assimilate themselves into what they need to be doing, which is the world of work at some point, if they don't speak the language which is most prevalent, which at least for now is English. I did say that. So some students and several teachers have said it's really kind of been a problem. Obviously, that's the reason that the administration took the step. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a problem with that. That's just my opinion, and they give me this microphone, so I said it. But I mean, you know, it all comes down to, aren't you supposed to prepare these kiddos to be in the world of work?
Yes.
And don't you kind of need to guide them into that? If it's not being done at home, then I guess the schools are going to have to do it. Oh, wait, that's another problem, isn't it? Because that goes back to what the president was talking about yesterday, the growing income inequality in the United States. And for their part, the NEA, National Education Association, said the problem is that the schools are not addressing poverty.
What?
Okay, when did that become the job that the schools are supposed to do? They're supposed to solve poverty? Well, you know, last time I saw it, just kind of to paint with a broad brush, they'll teach you stuff there if you'll sit down and shut up and pay attention.
Well,
excuse me, wait just a minute. If you'll come in with the attitude that you can learn something, then you sit down and shut up, they'll give you an education. All right, go ahead.
I was going to say, poverty does play a part of it, though. I mean, for example, I know as a kid I had to make dioramas. You have to have a shoebox and get all this junk and glue it in there. Any project like that, if you're impoverished, you know, you're going to get a bad grade because, I mean, maybe you just only have pencils to build Lincoln's cabin out of or something. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have as many resources to fulfill some of the expectations. Like, maybe if there were, do you not understand what
I understand exactly what you're saying, but you know, at some point, and you know, at some point you have to go through a critical thinking mode in your life. And I'm not saying that a third grader is going to be capable of doing that, but I have to believe that the vast majority of teachers and the vast majority of educators want to help these kids succeed.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a shoebox, then you go to your teacher and say, I don't have a shoebox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I think part of the problem is the attitude of you feel like you can't succeed.
Well, but you know what? Too many people have risen up out of poverty that's, hello.
You go to school, you get free breakfast, you get free lunch, sometimes even when school is not in session. How is that not addressing poverty?
Yeah, I would agree there. Hello.
I'm about to burst a blood vessel. Poverty does not create ignorance. You do not have to have supplies. You can go behind the store to the grocery store. You can pick up trash. You can make those things.
Yeah, poverty, I agree. Poverty and education have nothing to do with one another. They just don't. Hello.
Good morning. You know, there's another group of immigrants that have come here with nothing and are dominating in math and science. It's because they sit down and both parents work hard with their children, and they keep the family unit together. Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. And I'll tell you, just as a personal side, I lived in Beaumont, okay, in Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange, and many people moved from Vietnam, and they fled to the United States, and they fled to coastal areas of the United States. And I watched a lot of racism toward Asians, Vietnamese in particular, there, because those people came in and they worked really, really hard. And they came in and they maybe started in the shrimping industry or whatever it was, and before you know it, they owned convenience stores, and they became a vital part of the community because they understood the American dream. I mean, and they didn't come with an education. They were not educated. What they did is they came in and they used the skill that they had to be able to better themselves.
Keep your head down and plug away.
Exactly. And the other thing is, obviously, they taught their children that work ethic as well. And again, hey, it's not everyone. You're right. You know, they're bad folks in any kind of a group. But generally, they came in and then they left the woodpile higher than they found it. Hello.
Yes, just this morning on the television, they were talking about how far away Americans were as far as the rest of the world in math and science. And math, it's like 26th in the world.
Yeah, and you're right. And I'll speak to that in a second, because that's some of those numbers, okay, they're meant to catch your attention, but we'll talk about that. Well, okay, the caller dropped off. I want you to consider as an alternative to that, China, okay? There's a tremendous illiteracy rate in China. There are people who live out in the hinterlands who never even get near a school. So the kids who have the abilities, who are able to work into the school system, of course they're going to excel. Of course their numbers are going to be better. The United States doesn't do that. The United States has a general open-door policy for education. So you're going to have to take those kids who are not good learners, who for whatever reason are not prepared to learn or not going to learn, and their numbers have to be mixed in with those kids who are trying to learn. So I understand what you're saying.
No, well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying there is something to it.
Well, no,
but
I'm talking about the,
wait.
I'm talking about the last caller who was talking about the United States ranking in the world.
Okay. That's bad.
You have to understand that education is looked at and handled differently in other countries, and sometimes
it's a privilege.
Yeah, only the cream is able to go to school, and so obviously their numbers will be better.
Or kids who walk 3 miles to get to school.
But like the lady who says she's going to burst a blood vessel. I mean, it's right. Poverty has nothing to do with it. Just really doesn't.
No, I kept my mouth shut on all that. I was dirt poor. Yeah. Now I'm not a genius by any stretch, but I managed to do okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're paying your bills. I mean, see, and that's the thing. You can rise up out of whatever your situation was. Hello.
I think somewhere there's been a breakdown in parenting.
Sure, you're right.
We could blame parenting and not schools or poverty.
But who are you to go tell some parent how to raise their kid?
Just saying, there's been a breakdown. Some generation lost it.
Yeah, I understand. Hello.
Yeah, part of the problem is in the United States, we educate all. In other countries, they educate the select few.
Yeah.
And then when you add into that also that we also have to, I mean, I can't even, it's kind of hard for me to tell you, but we also have to spend more per student to teach them English than we do.
Yep, you're right.
The normal student.
Yep, you're right. That's true. That's part of it as well. And that's fine. And I think you can talk to professional educators who understand that a kid, by the time they are in third or fourth grade, you understand what their areas of strength and weakness are. Mm. And if that's the case, then track them off to something else. You know, back then, at that young age, track them into something that they enjoy. Because we've all been in situations where we go to school and we learn something, we get attached to it. We like doing that. There was either a teacher or a subject or a combination of both that made you decide, that's what I want to do. That's my interest. I want to look into that when I have extra time. And they don't get a chance to do that. We can't take any more calls. We will on the other side, because it is. It's fascinating. It's a frustrating issue. We can't solve it this morning, that's for sure. Let's have a look at our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Being an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. We've had our high for today. Temperatures will fall during the day. We'll have a 30% chance of showers today. Tonight, probably an 80% chance of rain and a low of about 33. And winds gusting at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Not ideal. Then tomorrow, a 90% chance of some rain. It may be freezing rain as it falls, but the temperature will get up above freezing, and actually it's not going to go below freezing, apparently, tonight or early tomorrow morning. So I think it ought to be okay. We'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll have any reports as far as the schools are concerned. And then tomorrow night, look for a low temperature of 28. Chance of rain diminishes to 30%. Then on Saturday, we're back up to a 50-50 chance of some sort of freezing precipitation. A high temperature of 35. Low tomorrow night, Saturday night, of 31 with a 40% chance of rain. So that doesn't sound too good. And then on Sunday, 30% chance of showers. And we'll have a look tomorrow as to how that works out with the parade and all the other things. There's a lot of stuff going on this Christmas-related on Sunday as well. Right, and then Sunday night, we're looking at 29. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 20. Gust up to 28. Our chill factor is 45, 80% relative humidity. We have overcast skies, and it's 51.
Don't spend another winter not being able to enjoy the outdoors. Cooler weather is here, and there has never been a better time to check out Line Home Products. This year, cozy up by the fire with your new fire pit or say hello to an outdoor kitchen perfect for entertaining family and friends. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 979-229-9051.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Despite the objections of unions, retirees, and pension funds, Judge Stephen Rhodes overruled them and said Detroit can seek bankruptcy protection. His ruling came after a 9-day trial in which the city had to convince the judge that they met the federal guidelines for bankruptcy. The city says that without protection, 65 cents of every dollar taken in would have to be spent on retiring $18 billion of debt and liability. City retirees are worried that any settlement will rob them of money that was promised and earned years ago. The pension funds are short by $3.5 billion. The judge said, and he's not going to rubber stamp pension cut requests. But he also set a provision in the Michigan Constitution protecting public pensions is not a bulletproof shield. The judge recalled Detroit's past as a hard-working city, and then he cited high unemployment, vacant homes, bad debt deals, and massive population loss, which plagues the city today. Detroit can no longer provide critical services, he said. The city needs help. Well, within minutes of the ruling, an attorney for the government unions called it a big loss. They're going to appeal, and therein lies part of the problem. The liberals who ran the city into bankruptcy are long gone, unaccountable. But the very government unions that made Detroit the ruined city it is today still believe the Golden Goose is alive and kicking, laying golden eggs just for them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert for holiday shoppers.
Black Friday and Cyber Monday kick off the holiday shopping season. Every gift we buy at the mall, in a store, or online increases our risk of identity theft. And don't think it's just about credit cards. Identity theft is much, much bigger. Here's one example.
Businesses suffer identity breaches all the time, and when this happens, thieves have virtually everything they need to steal your identity and your bank accounts. No one can stop all identity theft. I protect my identity and bank accounts with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. As a special holiday gift, LifeLock is offering my listeners 15% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Call or visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15. 15 for your 15% off holiday gift. Call 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. Offer ends 12/31/13.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. today.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last Saturday, the A&M football team lost to Missouri in Columbia. Later this morning comes the official announcement of another Aggie loss to the Tigers.
Texas reports A&M President Bowen Lofton will be introduced as Missouri's next chancellor. Lofton announced last July he was stepping down in January to return to the classroom. Now he'll lead another land-grant institution. And A&M and Missouri are members of the exclusive Association of American Universities. Lofton will become the second MU chancellor with ties to A&M. Haskell Monroe was in Columbia between 1987 and 91. The search process at Missouri did not include any public contact with any of the candidates or finalists. Mizzou's next chancellor will be introduced this morning at 11. And at WTAW.com is a link to the web stream from Columbia. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Later this month, Blinn College's Board of Trustees may name a new president of the Brazos County campuses. Spokesman Richard Bray says four finalists were interviewed before the Thanksgiving break.
Now that we have put a lot of effort into our strategic planning and our strategic priorities, we were able to come into this process and these interviews with a clearer vision of not only where we want the college to go, but what the role of this position will be and what the expectations are.
Bray says a lone finalist is expected to be named shortly and considered for final action by the trustees during their meeting on the 17th. New at this year's Christmas parade, the Rudder High School Band will lead off, but there will also be some familiar faces who are missed.
Unfortunately, Marvin Small, who had been with us as the Captain Hat in the parade for so many years, passed away this past year, and we are going to miss him so much. His family is going to, they didn't think they could pull it off this year, but one of his great-grandsons is going to assume that role next year.
Parade co-chair Penny Zent says the parade will begin at 2:30, so it's a good idea to get to your favorite viewing place earlier than usual. She says, as usual, Santa will be there to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, with his helpers collecting children's letters throughout the parade. Projects that started 20 years ago in the city of Bryan continue to make an impact. That's among the memories current Mayor Jason Bayinski has of former Mayor Lonnie Stabler, who passed away earlier this week. One example was the city purchase of the LaSalle Hotel.
We sold the LaSalle Hotel, and that was something that Mayor Stabler wanted to do. He wanted to renovate it, make it a catalyst in downtown Bryan, encourage everyone else, private sector-wise, to invest in downtown Bryan and then get out of the hotel business, and we did that. Mm-hmm. He was instrumental in what happened in the Traditions deal. Well, we took that a step further with the biomedical corridor and the Health Science Center and Allston's Colony Development, and it sparked a lot of retail and commercial growth and other new subdivisions around the east side of Bryan.
Funeral services for Stabler are this morning at 11 at Central Baptist Church. Before Congress breaks for the holidays at the end of next week, there may be movement on the long-stalled farm bill, which was split into funding farm subsidies and food stamps. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House and Senate have distinct ideologies on how much money should go to food stamps.
The food stamp program has exploded. It's almost twice the size as it was when President Obama was inaugurated because of his economic policies. We need to get people paychecks instead of food stamps is really the bottom line, and I'm hopeful that we'll have some success in getting that done.
Flores says cutting food stamps too much will lose votes from Democrats, and if the cuts are not enough, that risks losing support from Republicans. A former paramedic in West has been sentenced for possessing materials to make a pipe bomb. Bryce Reed was arrested shortly after last April's fertilizer plant explosion, which killed 15. Federal authorities have not linked Reed to the blast, but he was accused of trying to hide bomb components and searching the internet for information on explosives. The mayor of West, Tommy Mushka, says Reed flew under the radar before the explosion and hasn't been a big topic since.
I haven't heard that name in 3 months. So everybody's pretty much forgotten about him until up to the day when he got sentenced.
Reed pleaded guilty to conspiring to make an unregistered firearm and attempting to obstruct justice. Reed's lawyer says his client had no intentions of harming anyone. An attorney for a Houston high school principal charged with failing to report student allegations of sexual abuse by a teacher says the administrator will be vindicated. Sharpstown High School principal Rob Gasparello is charged with 3 counts of failure to report child abuse. The case involves a teacher charged with having an improper relationship with a student and indecency with a child. 2 assistant principals are also charged with failure to report child abuse. And Texas is moving forward with proposing tougher rules on the Obamacare navigators.
Both the governor and the attorney general wrote letters asking the Texas Department of Insurance to impose stricter rules on the federal navigators, and now the commissioner is proposing just that.
Criminal background checks, privacy training, proof of identity, and evidence of financial responsibility for
That's
the
TDI's
individuals
John
that
Greeley. State Senator Kirk Watson is one who opposes more regulations.
It's an effort to make it more and more difficult for Texans to be able to receive coverage.
The proposed new rules will be debated in a December 20th hearing. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Bryan College Station's newest and freshest chef-driven restaurant. It's Napa Flats. They're in the Culpeper Plaza there across the parking lot from Specs. Got some great holiday goodies for you, as a matter of fact, and you can order them up. Whole pies, and they do pumpkin pie, pecan pie, apple, double chocolate chip, smooth bourbon chocolate chip. Pecan pie. Those are just some of the examples. And you can order those up. But, you know, we're going to have a really cold, nasty weekend. It is such a... Napa Flats is designed for you to share your meal with the others who you are sitting around the table with, which is a wonderful thing, whether it's family or it's friends, to be able to share that, to be able to enjoy that. And maybe you go in and just decide to buy 4 or 5 appetizers and just do that. Maybe you want to sit at their wine bar where they have wine on tap, which is really an interesting concept, because what that does is that really holds the freshness of the wine, because, you know, after you open the bottle, even if you're sticking the cork back in there, the flavor diminishes. Well, not wine on tap, and they have that for you at Napa Flats as well. Obviously, they have a full grill, they have steaks, they have a kids menu as well. But for the holidays, if you're looking for some nice desserts, then you can find those all made right there at Napa Flats. But once you go in and enjoy the atmosphere there, where you get a chance to share and spend time with friends and family, it's especially neat. That's Napa Flats there across the parking lot from Specs, right there at the corner of Texas and Harvey in the Culpeper Plaza.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I'd like to tell you about my new friends at Gun Corps. Like Marine Corps, but it's Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. Com. Just celebrated their grand opening, and they've got tons of stuff, including ammo, which a lot of it's pretty hard to find as of late. A huge assortment of ARs and tactical rifles, handguns, Glocks, SIGs, F&H, H&K, Springfield, and Smith & Wesson. They even carry LWRCs, SCARs, and Noveskis. Don't forget to ask them about their military and police officer discounts. It's all at Gun Corps in Bryan behind Jay Cody's and Chicken Oil.
Good morning. It's 741. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation with the area's leader for the last 28 years. That's Anchor Foundation. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information. All right, here's the weather. We've already had our high for today, and temperatures will fall during the day, and we'll get down to about 33 tonight. There's a 30% chance of showers today. It's an 80% chance of rain tonight. Then tomorrow, 90% chance of some sort of precipitation. Could be freezing as it falls, but we'll be up over freezing, so it probably shouldn't stick. High temperature tomorrow, about 38, and then a 30% chance of some sort of precipitation on Friday night. 28 will be our low, and on Saturday, looking at a 50-50 chance of showers right now. And again, could be freezing as it falls, but we'll be above freezing for a part of the day there. And then Saturday night, 31 will be our low, and then on Sunday, the rain should probably end. Of course, that means it's going to be chillier at night, down to about 29 or so on Sunday. And then really Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will still be probably in the 30s as far as our lows are concerned. Right now, the winds are out in the north at 20, gusting to 28. 45 is our chill factor. Our humidity is 80%, and the air temperature is 51. And in sports,
we have a lot of stuff coming up in sports. Aggie men's basketball was at Reed last night. Also, the Walter Camp Foundation has Johnny Manziel in one of the last five. That award will be drawn on December the 12th. Brazos Valley Bowl coming up this weekend. Plus, the NFL has fined Mike Tomlin for the Pittsburgh Steelers $100,000, and they may take away a draft pick even.
Whoa.
We'll get to all that and more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
While we're talking about that, commercials for the Super Bowl now sold out, according to Fox, which will be broadcasting this year's game. The network did not say how much the commercials cost the advertisers.
Except for Daniel Defense.
Yeah. Was it really?
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Daniel Defense did a commercial Super Bowl,
yeah,
and NFL went, yeah, no. We don't do commercials that involve guns. There's not one gun in it.
Yeah, I know. Well, there is in the logo, but they offered to change the logo, I know. And, yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
Well, that's, but you know what? They're getting great publicity.
Oh, without spending a dime.
Anyhow, the insiders say in the ad business that a 30-second commercial is going for about $4.5 million.
Whew.
Yeah. Well, the Super Bowl last year on CBS averaged 108 million viewers. See, again, viewers. Viewers, how do you watch the Super Bowl? You know? Because what we do is we play cards and we stop.
To watch the commercials.
Right. And then when the game starts, we're not paying attention again. So.
Well, it's an event. It's no longer a TV show. Yeah. It's an event.
Figure we're not the only people to do that.
Oh,
all right.
No.
The next generation of wearable technology will also help you raise your ugly Christmas sweater game.
Oh, yeah?
Let's do that.
Love it.
Fashionista.com says a company called Digital Duds, D-U-D-Z, is behind the sweaters. They feature a windowy kind of pocket-like space for holding your smartphone. Then you simply download the corresponding app, like a Roaring Fire or maybe a Carol Singing Kitty Cat, something like that. And then you pop the smartphone into the pocket, and voila, your ugly Christmas sweater has wiped out the competition. I mean, that could be pretty impressive.
Goodness.
I mean, see that, just dancing lights and the whole thing? That'd be, all right.
Or just incredibly annoying.
Yeah. So I'm at a shoppatorium earlier this week, and the lady walks up to the person at the checkout counter with the DVD, and she said, I can't tell what the music is on this. And so I'm waiting as the lady reads to her the description of a DVD that shows a fireplace, okay? And apparently, you know, crackling fire, there are a couple of tracks. You can do the crackling fire if you want to, or you can have music. And she said, well, it doesn't say what's on there. And she said, well, it says here piano and harp and flute. Yeah, but it doesn't say what's on there.
What, songs?
I guess so. She said, I don't see who's singing. She said, I believe it's instrumental. Well, who's singing?
Oh, good gravy.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll be here all day.
Yikes.
Hey, this has got to make you feel good. Once again, you know, we're talking about they can do whatever they want to with Obamacare, but making people feel secure when they actually sign on to the website, that may take a little time.
I don't believe that's going to happen.
Well, I don't either. And the other thing is, you know, they're going after the youngsters. By the way, did you hear that? Did you hear yesterday Obama? I don't have the script in front of me, but he apparently jokingly said Well, you know, if you're a bartender, you know, you can buy him a drink. I don't think bartenders have insurance.
No, he wanted him to do Obamacare happy
That's
hours
right.
to get people on board. And, you know, it would help the bartenders because they don't have insurance.
Oh. Apply them with alcohol?
Yes, that's exactly what he was inferring.
Very nice.
I thought
okay.
I was going to fall over.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. So anyway.
So classy.
Yeah. And the thing is, obviously, he wants to get young, healthy people signed up. We know that's not going to work. And young, healthy people aren't paying attention anyway. But young, healthy people also understand that anything can be cyber hacked. And in case you didn't know, researchers at the cybersecurity firm TrustWave say that hackers have gotten nearly 2 million passwords from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, oh, and Google and Yahoo, too. So there you go. If you have an account with any of those, and none of us do, right?
No.
None of us has an account with Google or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Yahoo. There's a good chance that somebody knows your password now. CNN reported the breach has been going on for nearly a month, but the firm just released the findings yesterday. Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter told CNN they've notified the affected users and reset their passwords. Google declined to comment. Google, which nobody uses, they haven't commented, so we don't know what's happening, and Yahoo hasn't provided a response either. So what the heck? They've already got your information. Sign up for Obamacare, right?
I mean, that's all part of the government ploy.
That's it.
Get your tinfoil hat.
Plus bulbs, yeah. Our helpful experts will be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that 4 LEDs use less energy than 1 incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. Plus, they're some of the most beautiful light bulbs you've ever seen. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have LEDs that are perfect for lamps, recessed lighting, spotlights, and even decorative lights. We can show you just how much money you can save by replacing your current light bulbs with super energy-efficient LEDs. And because LEDs give off the same warm, inviting light you're used to, you probably won't even notice the difference until you get your electric bill. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs and save up to $10 on select LED light bulbs now through December 31st after rebate. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Here's a question you've probably never been asked. Do you and your spouse have some intimacy scheduled for later tonight? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And yes, I did just ask you that question because it raises an important issue. Like most things in marriage, this actually requires work, a little creativity, and yes, some intentionality. And that's why an overlooked solution for finding those important moments together is often to, you guessed it, sit down with your daytimers and simply pencil it in. Does that sound a bit contrived? Well, it doesn't have to be. Planning ahead for intimacy can diffuse a lot of problems. Take issues surrounding a couple's desire levels. Most nights, he's probably ready, but she's not, or vice versa. If one spouse feels he or she constantly has to ask, fear of rejection can set in, not to mention resentment. Scheduling does away with that insecurity by reinforcing the couple's sense of connection. Thoughtful planning can even increase desire by engaging the most important part of the human body, the brain. The calendar reassures the more motivated mate that their time together will happen, but it still leaves plenty of room for freedom and spontaneity. So give it a try. Scheduling doesn't have to equate to cold and emotionless. In fact, I think you'll be surprised what a little planning can do to build confidence and trust between you and your spouse. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
This is a must-stop place this weekend because for 32 years we've had the Christmas Arts and Crafts Show. It's going on at Brazos Center on the 7th and 8th. An opportunity for you to see stuff that's not here any other time of year because we have exhibitors that come in from all over. 100 vendors probably, more than that. There's food and concessions as well. So it's from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the afternoon each day on Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th. No matter what you're looking for, and you may not even know once you go in there, because every time I go in, and I'm there every year, stop in and see that, and I see something, and it puts somebody in my mind that that'd be a great gift. And, you know, it's neat because we see the same vendors who bring in new things, but you get to kind of be in a situation where you're used to seeing folks there because so many different vendors bring in so many different things here in the Brazos Valley for these 2 days. So make plans to be there. It's this Saturday and Sunday from 10 in the morning until 5 in the evening. If you want some more information, go to ElmoreProductions.net, ElmoreProductions.net, the 32nd Annual Christmas Arts and Crafts Show at the Brazos Center, December 7th and 8th. Make your plans to be there.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Siegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It is 7:52. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball team not happy about the way they played this past weekend, so they took it out on U of H last night.
Passed around right into the hands of Caruso. Dumps it to Robertson on the run.
That was just two of the 74 that they hung on Houston, and Maroon and White walked away from the Cougars 74-57. Junior forward Jamal Jones, who led all scorers with 21 points, lit it up behind the arc, going 7-for-10 from three-point land. A&M has won all seven of its home games this early season, but Wednesday's victory came on the heels of consecutive losses in Corpus Christi to Missouri State and SMU. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the comfortable win for the Aggs.
Really proud of how we shared the ball. You know, after the first 3 minutes, I thought we took some ill-advised shots and we started moving the ball, and to have 22 assists after coming off a game where we only had four was a big difference. And then our defense was solid. They missed some shots, but I was really proud of the way we played. I thought we got better in the tournament, and I thought we got better today.
The guys get 10 days off, and they'll take on McNeese State. That happens on the 14th at Reed Arena. Tip-off is scheduled for 5 o'clock. The Walter Camp Foundation's 2013 Player of the Year Award is down to its short list of five. Quarterbacks A.J. McCarron from Alabama, Jordan Lynch from Northern Illinois, of course, Johnny Manziel from A&M, and Jameis Winston from Florida State, and senior running back Andre Williams from Boston College. The award will be announced on December the 12th, 6 p.m. edition of SportsCenter. Brazos Valley Bowl has the number 14 Navarro College Bulldogs taking on the number 16 Hines Community College Eagles at Bryan's Merrill Green Stadium Saturday. Kickoff scheduled for noon. Here's Navarro's head coach Brian Maper on the matchup this Saturday.
I think it's going to be a great game. I thought Hines, you know, they beat the team that played in their championship. And just by the way the records fell, they didn't get to play for the championship game there. You know, we were as high as number one in the nation. Our quarterback got hurt, so kind of fell off a little bit. But we were able to play in the championship game and lost at the very end. So I think it's two evenly matched teams. And, you know, Hines has been a historically, you know, predominant school over there in Mississippi. And, I expect it to be a pretty good battle.
Action starts at 11:30 with the pregame show, and all the action is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Prosecutors overseeing the investigation of sexual assault allegations against Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston say it's complete. State Attorney Willie Meggs says scheduled a news conference for later on this afternoon on the December 12th incident. Now, the lawyers for Winston suggest the star quarterback and the accuser had consensual sex, but the victim's family has accused the 19-year-old of rape. In the NFL, they fined the Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin $100,000 for interfering with play against the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving. The league said it would consider even docking Pittsburgh a draft pick because the conduct affected the play on the field. NFL also said Tomlin should have been flagged 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct for nearly colliding with Baltimore's Jacoby Jones during a kickoff return midway through the third quarter of the 22-20 Ravens victory. And if you try and go online right now to find the play, the NFL has removed the video. Here's Tomlin's take on the entire situation.
My descriptions of my actions on that play are a lot of things: embarrassing, inexcusable, illegal, a blunder, being many of the things that I use to describe it. I take full responsibility.
We'll hop now over to the NBA, where the first regular season NBA game in Mexico since 1997 had to be postponed due to heavy smoke. The Spurs and Timberwolves were warming up before the game when several lights went out and smoke began coming out of the vents. Mexico Police Department, in a statement, said that the smoke was caused by a fire in a generator room.
Now to Anderson for three. No good. Off the back of the rim, Crowder with the rebound, and the Mavericks have their first road win against a Western Conference team.
Dirk Nowitzki scored 11 of his 21 in the fourth, and the Dallas Mavericks beat the Pelicans 100-97. Nowitzki gave Dallas the lead with three throws to make the score 98-97, with just 32 ticks left in the game.
To Howard, runs it up on Plumlee, reverse layup blocked, put it up again, got it blocked, got it back, and the third time was the charm for Dwight Howard as he bends the rim with a two-hand jam.
Unfortunately, that just wasn't enough for the Rockets. Eric Bledsoe hung 20 on him and had seven assists, and Phoenix beat the Rockets 97-88. The 2014 racing calendar will have a Formula One race and a NASCAR race in Texas on the same day. The FIA, that's the International Motorsports Governing Body, released the 2014 schedule, placing the U.S. Grand Prix in Austin on November the 2nd. Now, that's the same day as the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth. Eddie Gossage, who's the president of the Motor Speedway, called it, quote, a foolish move. And finally, A&M Volleyball received an at-large bid to the 2013 NCAA Volleyball Championships. They'll face Conference USA champ UTSA in the first round. That is tonight, 4:30 in Austin. That game is actually on that other UT Sports Network thingy. And that's your sports brought to you by Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Seegert1Hour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Winter is right around the corner. Make sure your furnace will operate safely, save energy, and keep running all winter long. Call Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air and get $50 off any heating service or repair. Your complete satisfaction with their service and technicians is 100% guaranteed. And their technicians show up when you expect them. Seegert 1 Hour Heating and Air. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Call now 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click Seegert1Hour.com.
Do you know about Peach Creek Vineyards? They may be the best-kept secret in Brazos County. You know where Peach Creek is? South of town. Well, that's where Peach Creek Vineyards is. We were out there not too long ago. It was a beautiful day. Today's a little chilly for doing this, but they've got a pavilion where you can have a private party out there. And I guarantee you it'll warm up and there'll be an opportunity to do that soon enough. But you can, in fact, bring your own snacks out there. They have s'mores packages for sale because they have a fire pit. You can cook. It's a chance to be with friends and try the varieties of wines. They've got a dozen, and there'll be more coming soon. They also have a gift center so that you can buy kind of wine-centric type gifts. They have vino to-go glasses. They also have ornaments and cards, and they have wine charms as well, and wine toppers, you know, those things that keep the critters from getting in your bottle while you're sitting outside.